I want to run something by you in terms of there's a phrase that I heard yonks ago that's always stuck with me. The idea of retire early and retire often rather than trying to wait for some big sort of holy grail number. We're set for life. Now we can retire. We've done it all. One big switch. That you can take sort of mini breaks and mini retirements throughout your life when you say, okay, we're going to go back to work when we still have things that we want to achieve. We're not fully, you know, set forever, but we can take a period of time and do some of these life goals along the way, not totally run it all down, but it's sort of that in-between bridging phase of a mini retirement. Is that, do you think, where you've landed on your thinking with this?
Possibly, yeah. I mean, I think one of the things for us is that it's an opportunity for us to open our eyes to a different way of living. So, you know, when you talk about financial freedom, you know, our goal was always to hit a target income number that would enable us to have the option of not having to work if we didn't want to. And I think what we're thinking with this trip is that, yeah, there will be a bit of an eye-opener to living in a different way. So often the number we think we might need for financial freedom can be quite different if you experience living life in a different way. So obviously living life in a caravan, and there's families who they don't own a home, they only live in a caravan. It's quite a different way of living than owning a home and having a mortgage and having two cars and, you know, all of that kind of thing. So, you know, it's a way to experience a different way of living. I don't know if we'll do it again or not, but I totally appreciate what you say. Living throughout your life rather than saving it all up for some particular deadline. One thing we've tried to do when we were early in our financial journey, we were just hitting it really, really hard. And before we had the kids, doing as much as we could to work as hard as we could, earn as much income as we could, and pay off our mortgage as fast as possible. And we saw a different financial advisor at that stage to sort of see, oh, what could we do better financially? Could we save more money? Could we be paying our mortgage off faster? And the financial advisor we saw at that point in probably our mid-20s said, you know, you guys are allowed to have fun too, right? And that was quite an eye-opener for us. So probably since then, we've tried to take one big annual holiday where we do something, you know, like go overseas, you know, one year we traveled around for with our kids in a caravan in the South Island, that kind of thing, to try and have an experience each year, not sort of a big one like what we're doing this time around, but so that you do actually get to reap some of the rewards for the hard work that you put in.
100%, because, you know, not to jinx anything, but the worry is always that you could get hit by a bus tomorrow, right?
Yeah, I think so. And I think, you know, as time's gone on, I've felt that more and more as as your parents get older, as you get older, you know, and we're sort of, both of us are turning 40 in the next 12 months. And it does feel like a bit of a milestone, but we have noticed that there are people around us who have had major health issues, or parents of friends whose lives got cut short, you know, and they haven't got to have that retirement experience that they expected. So it does make you sort of reflect on what you want to do with your life moving forward from here.
100%. And I think that's a question that I get sent really often. People will say to me, how do you balance enjoying life now and building something for the future? And I mean, in an ideal world, you get a bit of both. But I do think it takes quite conscious thinking about what are your priorities, what do you want, what makes you happy, what are the goals. It won't, to get that balance of both, yes, I think it's achievable, but it's not going to happen by accident, is it?
No, absolutely. And yeah, I think that's really true. It's all very well living in the now, but you do have to have some sort of strategy behind what you're doing. So, you know, we have done this very consciously. We've got a, you know, very careful budget planned out around what we're doing. Obviously, one of the questions I've been asked is, oh, you know, is that going to set you back on your financial freedom goals? And I guess possibly it could do. But I do also feel like it's a once in a lifetime opportunity as well to do this. We've been really fortunate in the sense that, you know, we've got the space, the kids are at the right age. You know, Ryan's been really lucky that his work's been incredibly supportive of him taking this time off. So it's kind of like all the stars aligned and you just have to take the opportunities when they come to you. But yeah, there's been years of planning, even though we didn't know that this was what we were going to do. There have been years and years of setting ourselves up to get us into the position that we are able to do something like this.
Yeah, oh, exactly. Financial freedom and financial independence aren't going to just sort of turn up. And the problem is so much of life is enabled by money. I mean, that's just kind of how it goes, isn't it? You've kind of alluded to this in some of the things you've said, but I'd like to talk about it explicitly because you haven't necessarily hit your financial freedom number yet. And yet you're doing this big change that could push it back. I think sometimes we can get almost like quite emotionally attached to our goals and these numbers and things we set for ourselves. When you were thinking about this and thinking, I want to, you know, prioritize this. I want to do this while the kids are young enough for it to happen. Did you feel that sort of resistance within yourself of, oh, but I'd quite like to hit that number by 40?
Yeah, I think there were elements of that. But also, I think we'd realized by the point we made the decision to go ahead with this trip that it was unlikely we would hit that number by 40 and that we could wait another 2, 3, 5 years, but then maybe the kids don't want to do this trip with us anymore. and also then they'll be in their, you know, really important years of school. So, you know, in their sort of NCEA years at school. So, yeah, we wanted to make sure that we took this opportunity while we really could do. And I think for the time being that, you know, that sort of retirement number or that financial freedom number, we've kind of parked that for a little bit, I think, to be able to take this opportunity. And so, yes, it might set us back, but like I said before, it also could open our eyes to a whole world of opportunities that at the moment we're not seeing because we're busy doing life, going to work and running the business and running the kids around and that kind of thing and taking this year just to reflect on life, how we want to live, could, you know, bring up other opportunities that we're not seeing at the moment.
Yeah, it's that thing, you get your head out of the weeds and suddenly you get to recalibrate a bit, right? Do you think there's a chance you'll stay traveling for longer than a year?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I love to travel and, you know, I think that there are lots of people who do it, but I don't really think we'll know until we do it for ourselves and we see what it's like, four of us living in a caravan, because that might change it. We might change our minds about how we want to do things after, you know, a few months cooped up in the caravan. But we're open. Things change, life changes, you know, our goals are constantly changing. And so, yeah, who knows? We'll see where the road takes us.